USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House voted along party lines Thursday to approve the impeachment inquiry against President Trump, opening a new public phase to the probe and inching closer to articles of impeachment. Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins says this inquiry is unprecedented in a number of ways.
You're looking for an answer you've already determined. And the impeachment committee should be the Judiciary Committee. If you want to do this right, then, Madam Speaker, do it right.
The Senate is hoping to pass 8 spending bills before the end of 2019. Senators passed 4 today for agencies such as agriculture and transportation. It's the first step to avoid another partial government shutdown over funding to pay for President Trump's border wall. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 140 points to close at 2746. The S&P fell 9. The NASDAQ dropped 11. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
First-time jobless claims were up slightly, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits last week were on the rise. The government says they hit about 218,000 last week. That's 5,000 more than the previous week. The steepest increases were seen in the states of Oregon, Ohio, Iowa, North Carolina, and Hawaii. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Mark Zuckerberg isn't backing down on his decision to run political ads on Facebook. Zuckerberg defending his decision on a conference call with financial analysts on the same day that Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey caved to liberal activists pressuring Twitter to not run political ads. California Congresswoman Katie Hill's last day is Friday. The freshman Democrat from the state's 25th district also gave her final floor speech on Thursday after the House vote on the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The South Carolina priest who denied 2020 presidential hopeful Joe Biden communion based on his outwardly pro-choice platform was fully within his rights to do so, but he may have been able to find a better way to solve the issue. That's at least according to Cardinal Timothy Dolan. He joins Fox and Friends and talks about how usually this is handled on a more private level.
That's the preferable way, Steve, to do personal dialogue, and pastors will do that. Sometimes a public figure will come and talk to me about it. And I would advise them, I think that priest had a good point. You know, you were publicly at odds with an issue of substance, critical substance. We're talking about life and death in the church. You personally, out of integrity, should not approach Holy Communion because that implies that you're in union with all the church believes and stands for. If you know you're not, well, integrity would say, uh-oh, I better not approach Holy Communion. That's always preferable than to make it a split-second decision and denying somebody.
As far as if Cardinal Dolan has ever denied anyone communion based on their beliefs?
I never have. I've never had our, what you might call the opportunity, or never said, uh-oh, should I give him or her Holy Communion? It's never come up. Sure could.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1864 when Congress admits Nevada as the 36th state in the Union. For more news, you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.